Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. For this week's bonus podcast, we are going to take another trip to the desert island to play a track we cannot live without, Jim. It's going to be your turn this week. Can you give us a little hint about what you're going to play for us?
Greg, I'm taking a trip to Los Altos, California in 1967, and you got to put your love beads on and fire up the lava lamp.
All right, we're looking forward to it, Jim. That's going to be in a minute on Sound Opinion.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
All good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
As part of our Sound Opinions bonus podcast, we like to take a trip to the desert island to play a track we cannot live without. The Desert Island Jukebox is rolling once again. Jim DeRogatis, what do you got for us?
Greg, I've been dying to do another Desert Island Jukebox pick because a couple of weeks ago, apropos of absolutely nothing, this song pops up in my Facebook feed, and I'm like, that's one of the greatest rock songs of all time! How can I have never played it? It's actually a cover. I'm going to pay homage to the Chocolate Watch Band doing I'm Not Like Everybody Else in 1968 on their second album. The song originally was a Kinks song. Mm-hmm. Ray Davis wrote it, intending to give it to his buddies, the Animals, but they passed on it. And as a result, I guess Ray didn't consider it one of his best. So Dave, his brother, at whom they were always at loggerheads, right? Dave sings lead vocals, and it's become a staple in his set over the years. It is sort of a Kinks favorite, just because it's so wonderfully resonant, I think, of the central message of all great rock and roll. But for that reason, I prefer the Chocolate Watch Band's version of it, because there's more sneer and snarl, and you can literally hear the snot falling out of the singer's mouth as he spits out the words, right? You know, the Chocolate Watch Band were one of those groups that came together in 1966 wanting to emulate the Beatles. In 67, they're tuning in, turning on, dropping out, put out their second album that year, and then promptly pretty much were never heard from again. One track featured Let's Talk About Girls on Lenny Kaye's immortal 1972 compilation of those psychedelic one-hit wonders, Nuggets, right? A great song that gave the name to a great Detroit area band many years later. Chocolate Watch Band, I think mainly the only thing that made them really distinctive, because it's the same sort of grungy guitars and wannabe R&B, but they're too clumsy to really pull it off kind of rhythms, right? I mean, grunge in, you know, 30 years before. The only thing that really distinguished them was David Aguilar on vocals. And like I said, this is just the definition of nasty, snotty, mean. And the central message, I really believe, of all great rock and roll, which, you know, I define very, very broadly. I'd include hip-hop and funk and everything else, right? I'm not like everybody else. Right? I don't want to live like everybody else. I don't want to, be anybody else. I'm not like anybody else. I am who I am. I'm unique. I am here now. It's a Zen cone of sorts, if you will get philosophical. Otherwise, just spit on the floor and crank it up. The Chocolate Watch Band, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Confess all my sins if you want me to, but there's one thing I wanna say to you. If you want to love me my whole life through, I'm not like everybody else. No, I'm not like everybody else.
I'm Not Like Everybody Else by the Chocolate Watch Band. Originally the B-side, Greg, to one of the Kinks' other great, great songs, Sunny Afternoon. The juxtaposition of those two songs.
Talk about A and B sides, right?
Classics. Thanks for listening to another Sound Opinions bonus podcast. We'll be back. No,